The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Because it's high noon. It's about 11 a.m. Central. If you're in the usual listening area, it is July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2024. You've come to the right place. You're in the house that Joyce Riley built. This has been and always will be the point of the sword in communication and radio, news and information. It is a crucial place to be. It has power. We just don't do background noise to work in the kitchen. We take on the demons, the evil spirits, and try to turn them around to get them off your back. But it's a joint effort. And something essential for Power Hour is donations. That's how Power Hour lives and exists, to continue its mission. And in 2024, it's a critical year, and probably be a critical year for as long as Power Hour is around, that we need donations, funds. We need people to go to the Power Hour Mall, Power Mall, and buy things that will save your life, make you healthy, and do all sorts of wonderful things like that. I've used products like that for a good many years and feel the difference in my health. So that's very important. And the biggest health you need to have is the truth. The truth will stabilize your body and keep it in sync, allow you to function at a much higher level, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It won't allow the forces of darkness to keep us down where they want us. It is to raise us up to the level of our Lord, where we belong in our righteous existence, this wonderful planet, Earth, that we have been bestowed with. So that's something to bear in mind. So here we are. Do you hear that sound? Do you hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than Calvary. And no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse. We're winding the clock back. We're going back to Baker, Pennsylvania. We're going back to the rooftops. We're going back to the deployment of the Secret Service. We're going back to the stand-down order. And we're going deeper and further than that. Much deeper and much further. Can we play the first clip, Todd?
I just read the preliminary investigation report that the Secret Service just released about the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Would you like to guess what it says? Because it says something more shocking than I thought. I thought they were just going to say everyone did a great job and sweep it under the rug. That's not what it says. It says that there was an ordered 26-minute stand down. That Secret Service was ordered to not have glass, i.e. binoculars, on the rooftops, that the Secret Service was ordered to not be on the water tower, ordered to not be on the rooftop that the shooter was on, and that the local police department that was supposed to be helping secure the perimeter was ordered to go take a break. Guess where they're at? McDonald's. I'm not joking. McDonald's. This wasn't just a series of mistakes, guys. This was a coordinated attempt at an assassination of a former president running for re-election, non-consecutive terms, after an election was stolen. This is nothing short than a coup attempt. We deserve 100% transparency, answers, and justice in this situation.
My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Ron Johnson drops a bombshell for the preliminary findings in the investigation into the attempted assassination of President Trump. And we see that there is more than systemic failure. We see a complete and total conspiracy to set a stage to prepare for an assassination. That all these individuals at the highest levels of federal law enforcement are complicit by sweeping the ground of law enforcement at all levels, by ordering their own people to stand down for 26 minutes, by removing the backup power of the local police who aren't under their control so that they can't stumble on or be successful in interdicting this subject, who, in my opinion, was most likely the patsy. They weren't allowed to secure the high ground in the water tower. They weren't allowed to have eyes and ears as to what was going on there. In the report, it goes up to, there were up to 40 snipers from local police from three different jurisdictions that were ordered out of the way. Like, that's almost enough to film Red Dawn. But they were removed. And they were removed for a reason. Because it is, in my opinion, the most likely scenario is that the highest levels in administration were taking out Donald Trump. Just like in many other assassinations through American history, I'd always suspect the vice president if the president is shot. And in this case, in this partisan political game we played today, you have no other chance or opportunity except to have at the top of the list of suspects these individuals in the present-day administration who are facing their denouement with the next election and can't bring in enough illegals to make a difference even, that they have to stoop to the lowest common denominator and assassinate the leader of the other party, who is an avalanche waiting to happen on election day that can't be stopped except by a bullet. And even that couldn't stop them, if that is true and effective as it is presented. That was, even though probably no one sees it or understands it or says it like I do, that was the Fort Sumter moment. That was the opening shot in what would have been a civil war in any other era, because we, the people, would not be complacent to allow something like that to happen. And whether it was a hit or a miss, all hell probably would have broken loose right across this land from sea to shining sea. But for whatever reason, the people are far more complacent today. But the pre-television generation would have been in the streets en masse. It would have been hell unleashed, whether they hit him or they missed him. But we are anesthetized by these information devices today that's not very effective anymore. And that's a shame, That is a terrible, terrible shame, because not only is our freedom being taken away, our choice to pick our leader is being taken away, our country is being taken away, all our money is to be taken away, our very lives and most likely our souls are on the chopping block to be taken away. And all of this is done in the name of some sort of criminal cabal that rules the world. When I was a young man, there were a couple of really top cops that movies were made out of, or for. And one was Serpico in the NYPD. He had to take on a terribly corrupt municipal government, crooks at every level in his department. And he was like a one-man army to try to work on and defeat that. And when you see the effort and the sacrifices that were put out by him and other serious law enforcement officers, one of them was native to Tennessee, Sheriff Buford Pusser. He was in the movie Walking Tall, and he was tall, 6'6", former Marine. He took on the mafia at the state border. He ended up getting shot. His wife was murdered. Imagine that, you know, the only person you can trust as backup when you go out the door is your wife, because you got no idea maybe who's on the other side. But, you know, she's on your side. And she was hit and killed. He was shot a couple times with an M1 carbine, severely wounded. That was the model for the ultimate law enforcement officer back when you laid it on the line to do what was right in front of great obstacles. And when you think that the town police were ordered to go to McDonald's, of all places, to be like little children having a Happy Meal. Well, the president, your designated charge, is being set up for slaughter, that no one even thought for a second or a moment that this is a setup, that we're part of an assassination attempt. They know absolutely nothing about the dynamics of a stand-down order and what it means. In spite of the fact, some of the biggest ones were in my lifetime, maybe not in theirs, but at least 9/11 was in theirs, the Kennedy assassination before that, that you didn't understand the stand-down order. We studied the Kennedy assassination explicitly when I was in high school. And that really opened my mind up to how things work and what goes on. I remember reading about a great police officer here in Canada, in Quebec, with our provincial police as they were known back then. And he was the same thing. He was like Buford, big, tall guy, mean as a junkyard dog. And the same thing, when he went on calls or stakeouts, his wife was with him with a big shotgun. And that was the only person he could trust, because you'd never know who was going to blade you or take you down for doing what was right. And wouldn't it have been nice, really, really nice, that somewhere along the line, somebody figured it out and just kind of outflanked them, came around from behind, found that guy going up to that water tower and giving him something to remember, a greeting card from Baker. Your stuff don't work here. Get out of my town. But it didn't happen. They had that much power, that much control. And that was a terrible, terrible shame, because it never should have gotten that far. And I can't even imagine in my wildest nightmares how that happens, that everybody drinks the Kool-Aid, everybody stands down and gets sucked up by this groupthink of following orders. The biggest thing that you have to be a Serpico or a Buford is you have to realize who the criminals are. The most of them are at the top, at least the best ones. So you're trained to look down all the time, like you're looking for bugs and insects or change dropped on the ground. You can go there, but don't ever, ever look up. Sometimes you may be allowed to look across laterally to a fellow officer or someone in some political power appointment of one sort or another, but never, never dare to look up. But I'm of the philosophy, that's the first place you look. To seal the crime scene, to conceal the, or to seal the evidence, to get control of the situation, because they have to be put in limbo, quarantined, until it's worked out. And you almost have to have a replacement government come in at that point to administer things until they're cleared or not. Because you can't keep letting this wolf run the hen house. You look at all the people who were killed after the Kennedy assassination. They went after the witnesses big time. The advantage in our era is there's like 100 Zapruder films, if not more, where many people filmed what was going on, saw it, and were able to get it out on social media, posted on the internet somewhere, and it was shared broadly among many, many people. And outlets like this and other alternative media places share it around and get it out. And of course, one of the best today was this article in Gateway Pundit that brings out this report. And it's there, all 13 pages of it, that you can look at and see that they saw this guy. He's under their observation. The picture of Crooks on the roof was taken by one of the sniper teams, the local sniper team designated as AGR-1. They have the pictures. They saw it. They watched him. He was under their observation. But of course, there's only one reason not to take him out or to do anything or to interdict, is he's the patsy, and he has to go to his position to perform his role. And there are many things that designate that this isn't like the geeky guy who just flipped out and decided to shoot the president. He's got two cell phones, three encryption services on them from foreign countries. He's got this detonator, remote control detonator, explosives in his car, and probably something, you know, a whole lot more than a pipe bomb or something like that, like a geeky guy would make. It was probably something rather sophisticated with this detonator. That sounds like military intelligence, domestic intelligence, some high level of sophistication way beyond his grades and abilities. To even be able to operate equipment would probably take a little bit of training and understanding, never mind to actually construct and build it. The other thing is they changed all the frequencies so that one service couldn't communicate or hear another one. And I guess it's kind of funny, in my younger years, I just bought a scanner so I could listen on one frequency to do my job, but I can switch to something else to find out what the hell's really going on and dare to compare. You don't have to be locked in a box, especially when something's going down, something bad, really bad. And this is the important part. Someone has to take initiative. Don't know why people refuse to take initiative. But if you see it going down, if you start to smell it going down, if you start hearing it going down, you have to do something. It's not hard. It's essential, because our joint collective survival depends on all this. So that's what makes it so important. And why we would basically condemn our families, our children, our future to be stuck in this forever because we failed to take action. We admire our veterans. We admire, you know, great people from the past and such. And we don't admire and look up to those here on the ground to give us direction, to point us in the right direction, to do what has to be done. And that had to be done. Because if they succeeded, we would be stuck with this miserable cabal of evil forever. And there'd be nothing we could do about it. Absolutely nothing. We would be living in a complete and total slave state, which is what they want. This is the big plan to bring in the World Economic Forum version of you will own nothing and be happy. But they know we're not going to be happy. We're going to be very unhappy. They're going to take us down by hook or by crook. It's always been the plan for a long time. Because ultimately, who are we fighting? We're fighting Satan. And Satan's wanted the world from time immemorial. And he offers bits and pieces of it to people from time to time to get them under his wing. But we have to break free from that sort of bondage. It said on his deathbed, Woodrow Wilson said, "No longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." No truer words were spoken. And words that they never gave you in grammar school to teach you about what's happening. Because if you knew even that much, you could do something to change it. The whole world is run by the narrative. That is the rabbit hole that is so deep, it even astounds me as to how deep it goes. Because I've talked about things, seen it in passing, but never really contemplated how deep that goes. And I was fortunate that I made a note on a blog that I overlooked on the weekend and reminded myself of it because I'd forgotten about it. And that metastasized into something so much bigger and grander that it's hard to even fathom how much money can be involved, how much power can be bestowed on what's coming. As an introduction, we can talk about the narrative. The narrative illusion introduces a mind virus, which is a syntactical contagion that spreads communicative vectors and colonizes the cognitive biases of the targeted individual's psychology, thus transforming the mental processes of that target. James Scott, Senior Fellow, Center for Cyber Influence Operation Studies. So we see this. I always used the term mind virus for many long years before I completely and totally understood it. I was almost being sarcastic, but it is. It is a contagion. And that contagion can spread from mind to mind to make what they call the hive mind, the colony of thought, and put it in one place to hold us in bondage, basically forever, if we can't break that. And then I made a note, and I scared myself when I looked it up. But there's an open AI program called Sora. And at the time, the United Arab Emirates was funding Sora to the tune of $1 trillion. And that just kind of blew my mind. Like, you know, $1 trillion. That's unbelievable. What are you going to do with all that? One of the big concepts of Sora is you can make an artificial reality from text. So I can type in on my keyboard what I want and get back a movie or maybe even potentially a reality of what I typed, complements of AI. And then I looked it up again just to have a, you know, a news article handy, and I see the cash bags have increased to $7 trillion. Like, that can really take a chunk out of America's national debt, and that's just an investment in OpenAI. Sam Altman is the one seeking this money, and primarily from the United Arab Emirates. And what do they plan to do with all that? Well, in the one article I had from the Middle East, the Arabian Post, it was to fund cryptocurrency. Well, what kind of money printer is that going to be if you need $7 trillion just to get it off the ground? We talk about the presses running in the traditional, conventional sense of money creation and debt creation. But what could they possibly do with the crypto? So making this social credit system where we're all indentured into this slave state, where we get our little bonus alms from the government for being a compliant little slave, they're setting up this reality, this system. And that's the fundamental basis behind the jab, is to put an operating system in human beings so that you can be hooked up to the great grand central computer, be operated as a puppet. I said that years ago. It's like we're going to be part of the Borg, that they'll control us. And we step in our little chamber and get updated and recharged and go back to normal as an automaton of some sort or another, with great powers to access the computer mind, but no ability to rationalize as a human being, and worse yet, no ability to love as a human being. Just some sort of dead flesh with high technology inside. And what a terrible, terrible thing that would be. That would be the ultimate enslavement of humankind, the ultimate degradation of what God created, to break us and shape us into something completely different so that we can never, ever be human and sentient again as we've known it. Even before I understood a lot of this stuff, I would always mention it to you, played clips from movies. One was a speech by the Borg Queen. Another one was from the X-Files, where they talked about how they would have some terrible virus and release it upon the world as a means to bring in total enslavement of the American people through FEMA. They call that predictive programming. They're good at predictive programming. They put that up. And it kind of opens our brains to accepting the idea more reasonably, because we may even forget where we saw it from. And that's part of the problem we face. How do we fight this? Especially when we don't even know it's there. But one of the main reasons, one of the main things we can do is, of course, to support Power Hour and putting some money up against the meter, so that as we go cruising down the road in our bluesmobile, playing the Truth Revival all the way through town, singing some great old songs with that giant speaker on the roof of our old Plymouth police interceptor, we can change the world. It's all it takes. One thin dime and your dime. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund from Canada.
That's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour Radio. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we're going to delve a little deeper in this rabbit hole of mind control that is all around us, like the air we breathe, but only vaguely understood. by most people. So we walk around in this aura of lies, poisoned, given a mind virus, played upon, used, twisted, manipulated, and sometimes even with our deceived consent. In the year 2000, Keith Stanovich and Richard West studied this. They were both psychologists. And what they found, they titled System 1 and System 2. System 1 is reptilian, and System 2 is reasoning. So snap reactions are System 1, fight or flight. You have to survive. Something happens. You hear the gunshot. You got to hit the deck. You don't have time to reason about who gave the stand-down order at that point. But generally, when System 1 comes into play, your brain is closed to System 2. You've already accepted the fact that what you thought happened, happened, and no amount of logic or reasoning can help that. So you can see that now in the post-utopian world of the pandemic. Many people are still trapped in System 1, wearing 10 masks, staying away from people, getting more jabs, because they were scared. And that's the biggest thing they use in this is the fear factor. And that's what made me suspicious right from the start, is why are they trying to get us afraid? Generally, the last thing you want to induce in people is panic, because it makes it worse, no matter what happens. You don't want to panic. When you do your fire drills at school as a child, you walk out in an orderly fashion. You don't stampede and knock people to the ground and all the rest, because that's a panic. It's not going to work. You have to go carefully. And it's the same with anything, including this. People panicked. And when they panicked, most of them went from the so-called frying pan into the fire. For a lot of people who are newer to that, well, you go to your reasoning skills much quicker. And you analyze what you see, and you take it apart, and you start to realize we've been taken advantage of. They sold us a rubber duck. And we wouldn't take it anymore. And people started to not comply. It was a very difficult thing to do, but we did it. And maybe that's a reason why many are still alive. But this reality of this psychologist Richard Gehring term, the process transportation. So this information they give us transports us into a new reality. From the book The Crown of Life, written in 1869, if a lie is only printed often enough, it becomes a quasi-truth. And if such a truth is repeated often enough, it becomes an article of belief, a dogma, and men will die for it. 1869. Well, they weren't stupid then. They knew. But later, no one seems to want to tell us this. Paul Rosen of the University of Pennsylvania did a sucrose experiment. And you knew what the answers were. There's two bottles. They both contain sucrose. One was labeled cyanide and one not. And in spite of the fact that you know what's in the bottle is sucrose, people would accept the reality of what the label said and avoid it. And this is what we do many, many times still today, is we know there's poison, but the poison is in our minds because they created the mind virus. So even if you know the answer, you still wouldn't dare. I belong to a group of young people that were a little more daring, and we would take the poison, make a joke out of it, because we know it's sucrose. I convert that to the modern expiry dates for food. They got it on the label. I used to tease my children, that's the blow-up day. When that day comes, you know, the food inside just blows up, changes into something else, and it becomes poison. You got to throw it away. Well, that was just an arbitrary number picked up. And in the old days, you know, you used your senses to know what was bad and what was good. Smelled bad, tasted bad, looked bad, you threw it out. You didn't have to have this arbitrary date put on there. So these immersions in narratives brings about isolation from the facts of the real world. And we're not allowed to really have facts. Melanie Green and Timothy Brock of Ohio State University stated that novels, films, TVs, magazines, newspapers, and radios dominate any rationalization in the human psyche. The power of narratives to change beliefs has never been doubted and has always been feared. And what was one of the great narratives that they gave when Trump came on the political landscape? He was demonized more than almost anyone I could ever imagine, past, present, regardless. He was the enemy incarnate. And people were so taken aback by all this media hype and propaganda that they were quite well prepared to see him die or to do it themselves. If you can even begin to imagine the power of that. And then we talk about our Patsy Fellow. One of the big stories that came out that isn't talked about as much as it should have been, but fortunately it was up there and still is, that people can reference it, is the short selling, the put options. An investment firm allegedly put options on 12 million Trump stocks the day before the assassination. The company says, oh, it was just a filing error. We made a mistake. You know, we got some comedian working downstairs, and he didn't know what to do, and, you know, he just made a mistake. But Austin Wealth, Private Wealth LLC in Texas, put up these options and then pulled them back later with this, oops, sorry, we made a boo-boo. But they would have made a significant amount of money if Trump was killed and his stocks crashed. They could have made up to $696 billion to $1 trillion in profits. Now, there's a good reason to hire a patsy and have the trigger pulled if there was a bigger and broader conspiracy. But I'm sure most of the boys at McDonald's didn't know that day. And they wouldn't even begin to even think about it. And of course, these big holders of these funds have the usual suspects coming back all the time. The Rothschild family, the BlackRock, Vanguard, Meta, George Bush, the Cheney family. All these names keep coming up that, you know, when mistakes are made or there's a little boo-boo somewhere, that they're sort of within fallout zone. A big issue was made of the mystery woman behind Trump, ID'd as the assistant FBI director, Janine DiGiuseppe. Well, it's probably not. This woman looks a little younger and fitter. Of course, the FBI denies that, so we're close, but no cigar. But she didn't exactly behave like everybody else. Seemed stone cold. Didn't react to the fear of impending death or injury. Didn't seem to be altogether there, period. So maybe it's not her, but it could be a spotter or someone linked to this. They weren't able to identify her, but the woman on the other side in the light blue with mean tweets on it, she was identified, found at the RNC convention and interviewed, wearing the same clothes. But that one is still a mystery woman for some reason or another. And this is our conundrum, that they control everything. It was a big anniversary, too. Maybe somebody remembers way back a long time ago. They say we landed on the moon. And as I was going through some of my archives and stuff, you know, I found other things that just fit in appropriately with this. and I was so happy to find them. And I wrote a blog back then called Moon Faker, because I don't believe it at all. They just use this narrative effect, the power of TV, the media, to create a mind virus, a collective hive mind belief, because we all saw it on TV and think it happened, that what we saw happened. But there were some brave men back then, too, who would be the equivalent of Serpico and Buford. They were the Apollo 1 crew. And they were killed in a horrendous fire. And it was understood that they weren't exactly happy with some of the shenanigans going along. And in 17 seconds, they were completely engulfed in a fire and taken out. Mr. Grissom, Mr. White, Mr. Chaffee. The cabin exploded outwards with great pressure, and they were burned alive. And it's part of a lesson to anybody else that mafia-style code, don't blow the whistle, or we'll take you out. You'll be vulnerable, and that'll be the end of you. And in further research, just out of the blue, this was in Daily Mail, but they talked about the mineral rocks that came back from the moon. And wouldn't you know it, that they were very rare minerals that were found in Australia, in Western Australia, in very remote parts of the outback. What a coincidence. So a geologist was even interviewed by the Sydney Morning Herald talking about these things. And what a coincidence. Tranquilite is one of them. It's supposed to have been so rare and come from the moon, but it's found in Pilbara region of Western Australia. And another one was dolerite, the moon mineral. So there's nice pictures that I found to post on the blog site I put up. But it makes us see and understand, because if there's anything that is powerful, it is what I call quantum conspiracies. A lot of them involve terrorism, assassination, but the moon landings, the NASA programs, are all part and parcel of it, too. There's a great movie out that I never knew existed that comes across this path. It was called Operation Avalanche. How the CIA filmed the moon landing, where a couple of geeky guys who were photographers and movie makers end up working for NASA and get seconded into doing the filming. And the hells they went through as they started to realize exactly what they were participating in. And this is just commonplace that we have that. Stanley Kubrick's film as well is very, very good to explain his angle that 2001 A Space Odyssey was really cover for the intelligence agencies to work on the moon landings. So there's a documentary film out called Kubrick's Odyssey that is well worth seeing to help you understand what they do and how they do it. And then I posted a very scientific article on the website, A Stereoscopic Method of Verifying Apollo Surface Images. It's written by Oleg Oleynik, forgive me for the pronunciation, formerly of the Department of Physics and Technology, Kharkov State University, Ukraine, long before the war. And he analyzes all these photos and teaches you about what happens when you blend two photos together and you see that you're dealing with something that's been manufactured and made up with that older style technology. Of course, the AI programs today would do a much better job. You'd never know the difference. But the little flaws that people picked up and pointed out are very well covered at every level, all the way along the line. And you can see and know that we were deceived. In Kubrick's Odyssey, it explains the filmmaking techniques of the foreground and the background, and how they filmed on a stage or a set in the foreground, and that there's actually a line that you can cut across to see the background, and they don't match, among many other anomalies that have always been up there. But they can make us think anything, believe anything, do anything, all based on this control of the narrative, and create the hive mind for anything. And that's a terrible shame. And of course, if you have contributions to make, you know what to do. You can call Power Hour at 844-769-2944, because we're glad you made it, and your point of view is welcome too, because we're all in this together. Not some horrible disease, but some liberation from the fantasy that they've created for us. Okay, well, let's put some in line. Yes, Phil.
Hi, George. So glad you're on, and I've always enjoyed you on the Power Hour and over the years. I wanted to talk a little bit about the attempted assassination on Trump, but you were talking about the moon landing, and I know I did want to mention that past Power Hour guest, filmmaker Massimo Mazzucco, did a wonderful documentary on that a few years back called The American Moon, I believe it was called. And he also did a documentary, he's done a number of documentaries, but he also did a documentary called The Second Dallas, exposing the fraud of the Robert F. Kennedy killing. And of course, he did his great work with the 9/11 truth, the New American Century, and then they did like a seven-part documentary, September 11th, the New Pearl Harbor. But he would be great to bring back onto the show as a guest to see what his take is on this this shooting regarding Trump. What I wanted to mention about the and you were touching on the the whole world's a stage. And there are powers that are greater than countries and presidents. And another past guest on the Power Hour, the fellow who's been running that website, Brass Check TV, brasscheck.com, is Ken McCarthy. And he sent out a blast this weekend entitled The Old Timers Knew Everything, and it has to do with the Trump thing. If you want an intelligent answer to a current problem, like what the heck happened in Butler, PA, you're not going to get it from the newly minted legions of social media experts. And it says the best explanation of what happened last week was recorded over 20 years ago. And then he gives a link to a 15-minute interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who wrote the book The Secret Team. And in that interview, Prouty describes, having worked in the early 60s in the intelligence, well, actually going back to the 40s, World War II, but he was around the Pentagon in the early 60s. And to include the time Kennedy was in office. And he was talking about this group of people that are never seen, and they go, they include all the different countries and the intelligence agencies and military and just whatever black ops teams of all these different countries. And, he was in the office one day with CIA Alan Dulles, director, Alan Dulles picks up the phone, and he gets a call. And he makes a call, and it's a wonderful interview. I'll pass it on to Catherine. My take myself, having been, you know, learning about 9/11 from the Power Hour back in 05 and listening to guests like yourself and what have you, when I saw that photograph, you know, the iconic photograph of Trump with his fist and Secret Service agents, which looked like they were right out of a cartoon almost, and you know, full exposure, the flag in the background, you know, the little stripes of so-called blood on his face and nothing on his collar or his white starch shirt. I just knew this is BS, and I'd like to propose that everything we're talking about as far as patsies and shooters and, you know, failure of the Secret Service and all that, I'd like to propose that sleight of hand, you know, look over there, not over here. And maybe if we go back to, you know, what if it was intended that Trump was not assassinated and it was a close call? You know, what's who's benefiting from this scenario? I know there's a great call from Congress right now and all the talking heads, you know, Iran. Netanyahu's coming this week to shake down the Congress and tell them how it's going to be, you know, which is bomb Iran. And, you know, I don't think you could do that under a Democrat administration. And it is kind of time to switch over to the Republicans. You know, the Democrats came down the field. You know, they gained what they did in order to serve the powers that be, the open borders and all this nonsense. So they scored their touchdown.
Now, hang on. We're coming up to a break. We can pick you up again on the other side.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.